wanting and trying to compile the information from my personal documentation about how donations of the last April, May, June, almost 3 months now, have been completely changing the landscape of what is possible for me to do in regard to all of these projects and work in these communities with truly wonderful people. I have written down details of specific problems solved and terrible life-threatening circumstances set to rest, put nourishments in place that kept me from having open weeping sores on my body, things like that. The more support we have, the more we are able to let go of repetitive and gruesome pain and suffering and trying to get our point across and struggling to communicate and having to travel through or get stuck in despair and anger and intensity, able to do work instead, able to recover natural physiological functions of body, able to fulfill personal sense of self-determination in one's life to do work that is meaningful. This is a very profound thing. We are compiling these LEAP grants for Intuitive Public Residency, intuitive.pub/residency, intuitive.pub/infrastructure. I am now in a position where I am going to describe to you this thing that has been referred to as MetaHouse. I'm going to skip the history and get straight to the actionable points. We are compiling grants to pay for supply blocks for survivors of severe environmental traumas. The grants allow us to compile, collectively fundraise donations, efforts, and all kinds of support into a single portion of help and nourishment sent to this warrior who is already doing such profound things for their community in the state of hardship they are in. The words of this description are still clumsy yet, but they have very successfully allowed me to conceptualize this well enough to start to get more of my own needs met in survival circumstances. Rising up through this intuitive endeavor, having solutions, resolving word scrambles, two major things unnecessarily killing survivors of severe environmental traumas who might otherwise be the most sensitive and creative and perceptive contributors in our society are piled up problems and supply gaps. When you pile up unsolved problems for long enough, especially when it's problems of all kinds, practical and psychosocial, nourishment to the body and keeping the body from being poisoned and keeping one safe from violence and a long list of other things commonly heavily overlapped for these survivors, the pile up of those problems can become so compounded that it is a very complicated forest of knots to sort through one tiny detail at a time. These warrior survivors are often experts at untangling tiny and seemingly impossible problems, and also at a level of detail that is a level of detail very complex and layered. When I use the word experts, I don't use it lightly. Survivors are the very best individuals at untangling their own problems if they are supported by others who recognize the profundity and the complexity of challenges far exceed what they were familiar with previously. An individual survivor must be supported in solving problems in the way that they feel is best, because those are going to be the ways that they can execute the most effectively and with best nourishment for themselves and others. we recognize survivors as experts on their condition and their future recovery, so that all investments in them go further, have more impact, have the greatest results for the least amount of energy. No waste of human spirit or practical capacity to underscore our efforts to eliminate waste from these processes is to make sure that supply blocks are arriving in a timely fashion and not always being late or always being missing or always being impossible even to communicate, because the needs of these survivors are so complex and have become very complicated over time by the effects of modern mainstream lifestyles on people with these conditions and their families and their communities and the lives and work of all of these individuals around the occurrences of these injuries and illnesses and traumatic circumstances. Because of the effects of psychosocial disability, where communities do not have the nourishment or resources that they need to self-heal, and so things fall apart and people die, most of the survivors we're talking about don't even have a concept of supplies coming in regular, organized waves that could actually potentially arrive on time and save them from a number of different kinds of suffering. Most of them are neurotoxically damaged and pushed into such severe environmental conditions of many different kinds that although they are still the person most equipped to identify what they need and how to regain physiological balance, they are being pushed through the cheese grater of trauma. It changes things, changes the way that you think, and it changes the way that you must think in order to survive. What survivors need, I think perhaps more than anything, is others who care for them and respect them, validate their experiences, amplify their voices, and help them organize their needs into something like supply blocks, and to even be able to grab the concept amidst terrorizing severe neurological damage and all kinds of different traumas that happen to people when they get plowed under into the cultural underbelly. The kind of organizational help that someone gets if they have a really nourished and thriving and supported family or community that knows how to serve those needs. At the point where we are at now in history, it does not appear that most communities or families know how to do that anymore. What we can talk about right now, though, is that the family and community nourishment, the connection where people care enough about one another to help organize the details of one another's lives, still holding one another up to be the experts on their own condition rather than pushing someone's perceived solution onto someone who says, no, that doesn't work for me, or no, that's hurting me, which has become very prevalent in the society that we're living in. If we turn this gratefully on its head and say that each person must be believed and supported, we get opportunities to work together whether we are in the same place or not. And what we can end up with is a meta house in the cloud where we are family and community exchanging nourishment that we know all of us need. And we are collaborating in service to one another so that lives will not be lost needlessly. Though difficulty continues, intermittent words, difficulty times two, it is important that I start outreach now, because while I have trained myself like a very clever performing monkey to express myself publicly in these ways that others reflect they find nourishing and enjoyable and entertaining, and have been have been exchanging with me communications that bring nourishment urgently needed to me on this basis. What is hidden for me as very similar hidden for other survivors too, is the lengths I am having to push my body to go through to produce communications that have effectively gotten through to you. So what I have done is I have created a template of my necessary urgent supply blocks. Has taken me quite a bit of time. Very pleased with myself, seeming to have succeeded. Have text going to start immediately. Outreach already begun to two different things. Number one, other survivors who can use my supply manifest as a template to plug in their information in place of mine and send this to me so that we are all together when reaching out for support. Different stories, different circumstances, different needs. And secondly, reaching out to many different groups and individuals, many different communities, and saying we are compiling these LEAP grants and so on for Intuitive Public Residency to provide support in these ways. Would you help us? Despite popular perception, I still cannot remember what's going on from moment to moment unless I am incredibly lucky. Mostly, I am good for emitting spontaneous art, non-linear. Efforts to produce linear, clearly explaining things to you, you see mixed results. I am laughing about it, I'm smiling about it, and I'm breathing between takes, but it is hurting my body to push through. When I'm scrambling, there is joyful scrambling on purpose that heals the body, to engage joyful scrambling, to force important survival communications through scramble language hurts bad for many, not just me, and is important that we communicate that when we do not have as much control over the way we use syntax in situations where it would certainly be better if we could communicate more clearly according to certain ways of communicating, we are being hurt in ways that we're not really allowed to express without getting a lot of pushback from the world at large, and it does damage and it kills people. So we all have that living in our body. That's why, among other reasons, it is so important for survivors to have a community framework, community infrastructure, intuitive public infrastructure that helps them find the patterns that are right for them. More templates from more survivors currently underway. Mine has a number of urgent things that are literally life-saving to me and will certainly change and upgrade my ability to focus on doing this work so greatly meaningful to me. If you would look through what we are building, and if you would contact us to offer any kind of support, any kind of encouragement, any number of dollars, all manner of introductions helpful to connect with people who understand territories that may aid us, all very much appreciated. Hope that you will contact me. Here are some URLs that will be illuminating and provide information for going forward. First, my contact information is at intuitive.pub/M, the first initial of my name, regardless of which M name you use to call me. Second, navigate to intuitive.pub/infrastructure to see a glossary of terms and some links. Also, take a look at intuitive.pub/residency, where you will be able to find out more about this we are calling Meta House methodology. I shall call this success regardless of my ability to remember it. My deepest gratitude for your time and attention and care. You are listening to intuitive.pub/endeavor, the ship's log. Thank you for joining us, and stay brave out there, warriors.